it's one of the most extraordinary catches we've ever seen.
Don't worry about catch of the summer. This could be catch of the BBL. The backhander.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and for Kia. That was Glenn Maxwell doing Glenn Maxwell things. You know, sort of like their players in the AFL. Who would that be? Dustin Martin, Christian Petrarca, Lance Franklin. Well, they just do things that only their names can do. Glenn Maxwell has that in international cricket. Forget BBL.
Indeed.
He's got that in international cricket.
I agree with you. Some people said it's a fluke, but I've seen this bloke do so many flukes. They're not flukes.
That's right. They stop becoming flukes when they become regular patterns of behaviour. And he does it with the ball, he does it with the bat, and he does it in the field. And most recently, have you been watching Seven's Big Bash coverage?
I have indeed.
When he's not playing, he's watching. Now special commentating.
Yep. And doing a fine job. He joins us on the line. Maxie, welcome.
Thanks very much, guys. It's a hell of a pump up.
Yeah, we did our best. We've enjoyed your work in the field. We've enjoyed it behind the microphone. Sadly, we haven't enjoyed the Stars form. Just so many issues have been negatively impacting on the result.
Technically still alive, though, Jared.
Oh, you know, as soon as you say that, you know you're dead. But nevertheless, Maxie.
We're still alive.
Hasn't been a great summer so far.
Yeah, it's obviously been very difficult for us. We've had injuries, COVID, scheduling. It's been a bit of a nightmare season for us. But hopefully the Melbourne Renegades can do us a favour and keep us still in the competition. And hopefully we can do the rest tomorrow, because we still feel like we've got a massive effect that we can have on the final series. We feel like we're playing some good cricket in between when we're actually a full strength side, and we feel like we've got the list to potentially go all the way.
Well, I think that's where we had it. We spoke to the head of Cricket Australia prior to coming on, and it was pretty evident. He thought that the Stars had the list. I think most fair-minded people thought certainly semi-finals and a crack at the title.
You've
and
got Maxwell and Stoinis in one team and Zampa. I mean, you're always going to be a good shout, right?
So it's been a bit frustrating, obviously, that you haven't been able to do it. How's the mood amongst the players and the coach?
The mood's really good amongst the guys. I think we've all been pretty realistic that we probably had three games this year which were always going to be difficult to win. I think the first game where we had a bunch of injuries, guys that hadn't quite arrived yet, so we played a really young side and against an experienced Sixers team that had all their players up and going. Realistically, that was probably going to be a tough one to win. And then the two games that we had, obviously, our team decimated by COVID as well as our coaching staff. So those three games straight away is obviously going to put you behind the eight ball. But we feel like in between that, we've played some really good cricket, and it's just been unfortunate we haven't been able to get our best team on the park enough times to really be up the top.
Let's talk about you, and let's talk about George Bailey. I reckon your best chance of playing the red ball game now is that George Bailey is clearly breaking all manner of normal selection protocols. And I hope that...
Hang on, he doesn't need to break protocols anyway, though. I mean, they're going to an area of the world...
Can I finish?
Where Glenn plays better than anyone.
He doesn't have to break protocols, but I think he does, because he hasn't played for so long, hasn't played the long form of the game.
Yeah.
Are you hoping, Glenn, to get a call from George Bailey?
I certainly am. But in saying that, I've been in constant contact with George Bailey and the selectors, so it's not like something I'm...
Out of the blue?
Out of the blue. So we're always talking about staying ready, and... we've got some games against Sri Lanka coming up, so hopefully I can perform well there, continue to have the conversations with the selectors. They can see how I'm training, they can see how I'm batting and
bowling.
And bowling and fielding, all that sort of thing, and how you're going mentally as well. That's obviously something that's going to be pretty key for a lot of players going forward this year. It's been another hectic summer. Another year in a bubble, a lot of hotel time, stuck in four walls. It's going to probably wear a lot of people down, not being able to get home. So that's obviously going to be something that is going to be looked at some stage.
Yeah, I reckon if I'm George Bailey, I'm wanting to pick a side that wants to go to Pakistan, because I reckon we saw evidence of what happens when you don't want to come to a country with the English, who spent 3 months debating will they, won't they, what are the conditions, all that sort of nonsense. Pick a side that wants to go to Pakistan. So do you want to go to Pakistan?
Well, I wouldn't mind going, but also I'm pretty realistic that I've got a wedding to get ready for, so okay. I've got my own wedding.
Things take so, priorities. Okay. Yeah. Well, we can squeeze that in.
Yeah, well, we're not really sure about that. This has been a long time coming, and we tried to book these dates 18 months ago, yeah. And we thought, and when we sorted the date with Cricket Australia, they said that the Pakistan tour was ending around the 8th of March. So things have obviously changed a fair bit since then, and that's just the way the schedule goes. Unfortunately, it sort of has to change to allow different things in. COVID obviously has pushed a lot of things back, and we've had to sort of try and reschedule a lot of things. So it's unfortunate timing, but yeah, I'm going to enjoy my wedding day with my beautiful partner.
I'm just translating for Maxie here. It's that, Jared, I would love to go to Pakistan. However, Vinny has been waiting a long time for this wedding, and far be it for me to go against that wish. Maxie, before we let you go, can I just ask you, having seen the video, if someone had asked you which of your teammates would be having a beer at 6 a.m. the night after it started, Nathan Lyon, Travis Head, or Alex Carey, would any of them have made the podium?
I think Gaz has been pretty good at these celebrations, and it didn't look like they were doing anything wrong. It just looked like they were having a nice time. They were sitting around. It didn't look like they were carrying on at all. So, pretty standard overreaction. And but the guys deserve to celebrate. The way they played in that series is outstanding. And to not even have to bowl Nathan Lyon in the last test, it shows how good that bowling attack was.
Okay, so we need the Hurricanes to do a job on the Renegades, and then you to follow up and do a job on the Hurricanes tomorrow night. Is that right?
Other way around. No. We need the Gades to go have a pump tonight and get them done.
Yep, sorry. And then you need to beat them tomorrow.
Yeah, and then we'll hopefully get the full four tomorrow, and we'll see you in the first final.
Sounds good to me. Good luck, mate, Maxie, and we wish you well for A selection and B your wedding.
Thank you very much, guys. Cheers. Thanks for that.
Glenn Maxwell there, great friend of the show, and let's hope he's on the plane to Pakistan because he's good enough to be. But as he said, he's got a wedding to take care of. Hey, we're going to hear from a man that coaches present, Thanasi Kokkinakis, Tong Lagman, next.